Good afternoon, church family. It's Wednesday, April the 22nd. Just wanted to pop in and give you a little update of what's happening in our state and county concerning the coronavirus, and also to give you a little charge of encouragement before I sign off this afternoon. Of course, we'll have our live stream service tonight at 7 p.m. Hope you can join us and be a part of that. If not, we'll be sure to leave the video up on Facebook for a while so you can log in anytime and just feel like you're a part of our preaching and teaching ministry here at Liberty Baptist Church. There's really no new news on the shutdown or the quarantine guidelines and restrictions that are right now in place in Arizona and in Yavapai County. When the governor issued the shutdown, it was through April the 30th. And just what I've been reading so far this week, it doesn't look like we're going to see any real easing of restrictions before that date. There might be some of what they're calling phase one, I guess, lessening of the restrictions imposed or put forth during that time. But that's not going to include churches from everything that I understand and have been reading. Of course, we are freely able to assemble in a small number right now. The county, the state, and the CDC all would like us to stay below 10 in our assembly size, and we have had no problem with that up to this point. And I know that many of you would rather stay away, and I am fine with that during this time. There's a lot of uncertainty as to how contagious this virus really is and who's vulnerable and who's at risk and all those different questions that are yet to be answered. We're still really in the learning phases of this. And so just stay encouraged and try to abide by the guidelines. I think they're for our safety and for our general welfare, and I hope that's the case. I wanted to talk to you about what I'm going to be preaching tonight from our study in 2 Samuel. As you get to the end of 2 Samuel, there's three chapters, 21, 22, and 23, that are kind of a three-chapter chronicle or synopsis of David's life and David's reign as king of Israel, and a lot about David's walk with the Lord. And we know that David was by no means a perfect man, but he was a forgiven man, and he knew the Lord as his Savior. He found salvation in God and in God alone. God said of David that he was a man after his own heart, and we refer to him still to this day as the sweet psalmist of Israel. And chapter number 22 of 2 Samuel is 51 verses long, and 50 of those verses are a psalm or a song that David wrote. And of course, we know that when we read a Bible writing, we are reading something that was inspired by God's own Holy Spirit. And so this is a Holy Spirit inspired, a Holy Spirit driven song that David wrote at a point of his life. And many scholars believe it. I don't consider myself a scholar in any way, shape, or form. Many scholars believe that this was written toward the end of David's life, and he was reflecting on his life and especially his life that God had protected and that God had empowered. And the very first verse of this chapter, which is not part of the song, says this: "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul." And then it goes on for, like I said, 50 verses of just utter praise to God. But the circumstance or the situation that caused David to open up in praise was he had been delivered out of the hand of every single enemy, and also especially out of the hand of Saul. Those of you who have been following our ministry know we've been preaching through 1 and 2 Samuel for quite some time, and 1 Samuel details a lot of David's early life and how Saul, the first king of Israel, sought with all of his energy and all of his being to exterminate David from the face of the earth. There are over 20 assassination attempts on David's life during the reign of King Saul, and every time God did deliver him. And God also delivered him out of the hand of every one of his enemies. And we think about, you know, the great victories that David had over the army of the Philistines time and time again, and also that epic battle that almost every Sunday school child has learned at some point in their life, the battle of David and Goliath. And we have that in our a picture in our mind of that giant of a man going up against David, who was just armed with a sling and a smooth stone. But it wasn't the sling or the stone or the accuracy of David's arm that caused that giant to fall. But what caused that giant to fall was the power of the great God of heaven. And David realized that, and he wanted to give praise to God for every time he has delivered him and for every time that he has caused an enemy to fall by his side and in his path. And that just kind of spoke to me that no matter how down we are, no matter how confused we are, no matter how concerned we are about the present day, whether it is this coronavirus epidemic that's going across our globe right now, or whether we're having our own financial problems or familial problems or marital problems, whatever the case may be, there's always a reason to sing. If God is your Savior, you always have a reason to sing. And that's what I'm going to try to focus on tonight as we come together as a church family and also during the live stream, is just to remember there's always something to sing about. And I want to just encourage you, as I have you online right now, and I'll leave this video up for a few days, is to take some time and thank God for all the things that he has done in your life. And he has spared you thus far through this coronavirus pandemic, and you can praise him for that. You can praise him for your salvation, praise him for your family. You know, no matter if your family is faithful and you have that strong bond of love, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but you praise God anyway, because he gave them to you, he gave them to us, and we should thank him for everything that he has given to us. You know that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, you know, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. I also want to encourage you, if you could take some time today or maybe in the next couple of days, just to digest 2 Samuel chapter number 22 and just read all of the different ways and all the different purposes that David has to give praise and glory to God in his lifetime for God's perfect deliverance and again for his wonderful salvation. I hope you're encouraged, and I hope you stay blessed, and don't forget, you are absolutely loved.